afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, September 24th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, but keep in mind for every $100 donation or more, you get your choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice, or an official RBN coffee mug, both excellent ways to spread the word about free speech in style. Great conversation starters about RBN, for that matter. So please utilize that whenever you are able. And of course, free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. We have many ways you can donate. You can go to the RBN website donate page at republicbroadcasting.org. And you can use PayPal if you're okay with that. You know, it is relatively online. It is a transaction which most people find secure using PayPal. For those who aren't too familiar, I mean, it's not, as online transactions go, it's not that bad. I haven't had any problems myself. I don't really hear much about fraud committed using PayPal, via PayPal, or hacking and all that. But you can always just call us, folks. You know, just call the staff here. We're always able to take your call, get down your information for a donation via credit or debit card. Call in at 800-724-2719, extension 3. And you can always mail in that donation, cash, check, money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All this information, of course, is also on that donate page at republicbroadcasting.org as well. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. And I do have my regular Friday co-host here with me, back in the saddle, Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. Hi, nice to be with you. That's freedom isn't free. Freedom, free speech isn't free, and freedom isn't free. People are learning that the hard way these days in Australia. It's like, man, it's a terrifying world when I look at it these days. If you want to be able to continue to speak freely and get this point of view, you need to support Republic Broadcasting. And I'm glad to be here with you when I can.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, there's just, you know, there's so much of a conflict in the mind as to what to cover, you know, what to prioritize most, because it does feel like asymmetrical warfare. There are so many ways we're being hit at once.
Exactly. Yeah. And the bringing in the foreign workers to replace that article that you just sent, that in New York, that just, there's a disconnect in reality between this, these government, the governor, the you know, the kabuki theater, they just don't, they know that they're in a dream world, that it's just BS, that they're all this magic stuff in their head, how they're just, it's, they don't see the picture. They'd have never been in our shoes, you know. They
maybe mentioned mention that article's title, yeah, listeners to get it.
It was a blacklisted to
someone's. Well, that was what? New York. Yeah, yeah. Here I have it. New York's new governor threatens to replace unvaccinated hospital workers with "quote unquote" foreigners who will comply. More likely is that the thinking. So we're going to have all of our medical staff replaced with foreigners. Why not replace all those military people who won't get the jab with foreigners as well? I'm sure they'll be willing to assault and even shoot Americans who aren't compliant in future. Should work out quite well for the nation, wouldn't you say, Stephen?
Yeah, it's a tough thing to look at. I get this normalcy bias when dealing with everyday emergencies of life, and then, you know, when you unplug from that for a minute and then plug back into it, it can be really scary. And so I've been trying to surf the two, you know, try to keep up with what's going on to a certain extent. But I know what they're trying to do. It's like, where do you draw that line and make a stand? It's, with me, it's with the clot shot. But, you know, a lot of people are going to go along with that. And they're being forced to. I saw another video of an elderly woman denied entry into a grocery store because she wouldn't forgot her paperwork. And she could say, you can call my doctor. But yeah, that's what's going on, folks. And I just, I don't see how people can't see that. I mean, it's just, they're building the prison around you, a spider weaving its web. I understand. that's just, I don't know. Just try to do the best I can, I suppose. I talk to people that are closer to me, they're divided. A lot of people just look, okay, this is going to happen anyway, so they're just going to go along and do. But I mean, I'm not going to do it.
You're talking about the shot?
The shot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just not going to do it.
It is the biggest thing. I mean, we have the economic situation, which is why they have this pandemic in such full force going on. The years they chose to unleash it here, let's be frank, 2008 was just kicking the can down the road. But then we have all the artificial scarcities, water, food, in every way possible. Regardless, the shot does seem to be, and then the immigration, replacement level immigration, attack on whites, attack on all things patriotic or in line with preserving the nation whatsoever. But the shot is the biggest. It pretty much is the biggest game in town.
Yep. It's the weapon. I mean, and how it's going to be ultimately used is up.
It might just be the compliance and, you know, getting people desensitized to being experimented on with nanotechnology and, pushing toward that those digital social credit score linked currencies. Right now, we just heard China. Oh, we didn't mention that to the listeners yet, Stephen, regarding financial aspects. I mean, weren't you kind of surprised as well? China declares all virtual currency transactions illegal, and they've already sent cryptocurrencies tumbling as a result of this.
I had seen some...
That's interesting, because you might want all other cryptos to fail, along with whatever demonization of paper currencies, carrying those evil COVID viruses on them or something. You might want to do something to the crypto market as well. To bring about this solution, right, of this, what it's going to be a UN currency in digital form for the whole planet to save us, as long as you abide by your social credit score, Stephen.
That sounds like the plan. And, you know, I'd heard that was what was going to be done, you know, that a certain basket of cryptos would be allowed and then eventually just be one, you know, one ring to rule them or whatever. That just, and along the way there, then of course they're going to eat everything up with the manipulations. But kicking the can down the road is exactly what it is, a depression more than a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And a power grab as their solution.
Mm-hmm.
Just going exactly. Double or nothing rather than expecting they're going to get caught and that things might be reset Andrew Jackson style. It's the last thing they want, of course. So.
They don't think that doesn't apply anymore. The technological generation doesn't. I mean, the technology has only added, enhanced these economic fluctuations. You know, it's
and the centralization through the digitization.
It was the fourth turning that we're in through history. And then the 2008 was the start of the last one. It in many people's eyes, the people who wrote that book, The Fourth Turning, had pointed to 2008 as the beginning. And then,
there was an article mentioning that as well.
Quoting it. Platform.
Yeah. I was considering reading from that, but go on with your point, please.
Quote from it, but I had read that, and that seems like what we're in right now, that the person had not expected it to go this way with the stolen election and pandemic and the lockdowns and all that, but that's what's happening. I mean, and the same thing happened back in 1929 with the run-up to the Depression and then the wars.
Well, for listeners who aren't familiar, I'm not very familiar with that, and like I said, there was a quote from it in that article at the Burning Platform recently. The Fourth Turning, to people who aren't familiar, how would you summarize it in a, you know?
Well, the periods of history, there are these great crises, and then you have the as the generations come up, there'll be four generations. It's kind of like there's this meme about tough times made hard men, and then
so why fourth turning, fourth representing what again?
The fourth generation after the crisis. There's another crisis because tough times make hard men, and hard men make strong societies. And strong
okay, so this is intentional by the elite, or to assume. Yeah, this is engineered.
I don't know if it's intentional by them or not, but it's just the way history has gone from an objective point of view, too.
Okay, and it just happened that way in the, it's a novel?
Yeah, even devoid of manipulation, it's just the secular way that history could be seen.
Let me read this excerpt, hear your thoughts on it, then. From that piece we referred to that was over there at the, this was written by Jim Quinn, the Burning Platform blog. I've been pondering this fourth turning in articles since its spectacular onset in September 2008, with the Wall Street Federal Reserve initiated global financial implosion. The description above is apt. As this ongoing two-decade-long storm gains intensity and our freedoms, liberties, and rights are slowly extinguished, as the electricity flickers and our modern civilization reverts to a more brutish state of antipathy among competing tribes.
Yeah.
Based on race, gender, class, party, geographic location, and now medical status. Stephen?
Yeah, and then the quote above that in the article he had quoted from the book,
right.
The Fourth Turning, this describing what a fourth turning was and how this was the beginning of the next one that was precipitated previously by the manipulation in the markets in 29, and then the Depression.
Well, I did like what the article mentioned, though. I mean, like it says, we are in the midst. I was in trouble with some of these words, especially on the air pronunciation. I'm trying to enunciate, and some words foil you when you over-enunciate. We are in the midst of a secular winter that is guaranteed to become more violent and bitter as the malevolent forces propelling this crisis have decided to ramp up fear propaganda to implement their great reset, using authoritarian means to compel the masses to comply. I've intellectually understood we would be faced with trials and tribulations that would threaten the continuation of our way of life and survival as a unified nation. The reality is proving to be far worse. The core elements of debt, civic decay, the global disaster are most certainly propelling this crisis toward its bloody climax. I knew there was no way to sidestep or escape this fourth turning. But I didn't expect a deep state coup against a sitting president, a stolen presidential election through the collusion of the surveillance state, big tech, big media, and billionaire oligarchs, a weaponized flu used as cover for an imploding financial system, an authoritarian global lockdown which has destroyed small businesses and impoverished the working class while enriching mega corporations and the elite ruling class, and now a big pharma experimental gene therapy disguised as a vaccine used to divide America into hostile tribes spewing hate online, with a strong possibility of violence because Biden and his handlers are attempting to provoke those refusing his vaccine mandate into committing acts of aggression. Those trapped in their self-induced stupor of normalcy bias with an ample helping of cognitive dissonance do not or will not see the coming storm as it wipes out all vestiges of their modern techno-consumption society. Supply chains are imploding as we speak, creating shortages, soaring prices, and possibly empty food shelves in the near future. And he says, I find it both fascinating and disturbing to observe the level of madness engulfing our world as the sociopath class of mind manipulators and propaganda specialists use their well-honed psychological techniques to scare the masses into subservience and implement their diabolical Great Reset plan where we own nothing. They own everything, and our future is a boot stamping on our faces forever. They are using our willful ignorance, technological bread and circuses, inability to understand risk and susceptibility to fear exploitation, to increase their power and control over governmental, financial, and societal levers. They want us undereducated and over-medicated. That is how they broaden their wealth, power, and control. None of what has happened since the fall of 2019 has occurred by accident or due to bad luck. It has been scripted according to the plan agreed upon by the global elites. Gates, Soros, Schwab, Bloomberg, Zuckerberg. Oh, come on. Why don't they add Rothschild there? And implemented by corrupt politicians. Biden, Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer. Captured bankers, Powell, Diamond, corporate shysters, Bezos, Musk. And, of course, the compliant fake news propaganda media. So, all right. I'll cut it there. Steven.
That summed it up pretty well. That's what I'm looking at. And, you know, that can get a little overwhelming at times if you're trying to live your day-to-day life. And that said a lot of what I wanted to say today. And, I forgot where I wanted to go next with that. But
there's a lot of good stuff in there. I mean, a little further down, they say the mandatory lockdowns and mask mandates were tests to see how far they could push the masses before they pushed back.
They wanted that was a test, and then they compile that data and they refocus and target again. I mean, it's a military operation. It's fourth, fifth generation level warfare, and it's more than asymmetric. You know, it's just they've inverted it. It's economic as well. And this, you know, we're being decayed from within. It is a viral kind of thing, no matter what the virus is, whether the virus is a solvent to clean your toxic tissues in your organs or whatever, it does, you know, eat away at the cells within, and that's how we're being attacked. So there's no traditional way to fight back. You know, I won't go to so far to say it's a spiritual thing, but it's a balance between what's going on in the matrix and, you know, back in your mind. It's whether they're, you know, I mean, someone asked Bucky Fuller if he liked living in a dome, and he said he had always been living in one since he'd been born. You know, you're living in your head there. And this corporation.
We got to cut the break. Here, one more good quote. An overhyped pandemic with a scary name and an unlimited marketing campaign was just what the doctor ordered to set the Build Back Better Great Reset plan in motion. Be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Weitener. And Stephen, I don't know if you recognize that one. That was Pink Floyd with an early live version of Let There Be More Light.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah, I was reading this thing on the about Biden at some thing, some presser where he was rambling about and just, you know, being the rambling thing he was. And he talked about booster shots, even though the scientists had quit over there being no scientific basis for any booster shots, that, you know, that this politically the White House overruled the CDC. And, you know, the real science is ignored by these people. You know, they don't do any kind of research that evidentiary based. It's all manipulation. Why would you do that? I mean, it makes no sense. All of these things don't make sense unless you look at them as a power grab. If you try to look at them as for your health, you know, that just doesn't work. I mean, it's been my experience. The last time I had any injections, I was harmed by them, and I was harmed in a lot of ways. I know that, and of course, they'd blame it on my age at the time I had them. I was 50-ish, and I took two of the flu shots and a pneumonia, and my vision immediately has never been the same. It's a coincidence, but looking back with the immunological reactions to the stuff that's in them, it could very well have been. I mean, I would have had it to do over. I would do it again. It's just my experience. You know, I'm not going to try to tell people what to do. That's, you know, that's up their own business, but for me, I that's where I draw the line. And I don't know. There's ways supposedly you can detox from that. especially with I've tried to do some detoxing for myself from metals with citronella, and I've changed my diet, and since I've changed my diet I felt a lot better. I mean, I just had a health issue, and since I cut all the processed stuff out, and I've been eating vegetables, it's been very mindful of what I eat, and it's made a big difference in the way I felt and can move around. I'm still my mind is a little rattled and still, but I'm up and about and moving a lot more and feeling a lot better, so that makes a big difference. I haven't come down with quote unquote this stuff, you know. I've been around lots of people sick with it. I'm more and more, I think that the way that's all a lie, you know, that it's immunity and stuff. You need to build your immunity up. We can argue about the germ and the terrain theory back and forth. I think it's like an interplay between the two. It's not one or the other. It's like you have to maintain the terrain to interact with the germ, I guess, in a healthy manner. That's kind of the way the organism works in your gut. There's a big link between the biome and your guts, also and your mind. And if mm-hmm. that gets out of whack, you know, you get the particular personality thing or a mental unbalance if you have the wrong mm-hmm. bacteria living there. I've read legitimate research about that. You know, it seems like they will do this legitimate research, but if it's not profitable, then it's never pursued, you know, in any way. But I've had experience with that too. I started adding probiotics back into my diet, and when I did that, it slowly the mental function started to come back. So I believe that there's something to that, even without having to understand all of it.
And like you say, a lot of the so-called independent or peer-reviewed, a lot of these studies can have more funding and links to the very companies promoting the things they need good reviews, shiny reviews of, than far more often than people would believe actually goes on as common practice out there. I was just having an interesting conversation with Tom Rogers a little earlier today, Tom in Utah, and he, of course, initially his career was in veterinary pathology, but he actually went on to human pathology as well, including, you mentioned pediatrics, he studied related to it, and it's... in his opinion, you know, it's not a big danger for us to be around these people who've had these shots, regardless of all of the conjecture over what's in them and what have you. You know, even with all of the poisons and all these substances which don't need to be there, where we can see all of these transhumanist and DARPA sort of motives. I don't know. He doesn't seem to think it. We're going to have him back on in near future for another interview, because the man is a wealth of information, Stephen. All right, well, we'll be right back, folks. Stick around. If you want to call in today, we're taking calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All the money to buy all those things, I can never be sure where to begin.
And we are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And Stephen, you know, there's one thing that there's one thing that does trip me up a bit, is the whole idea of these, well, a transmission, the factors being misdiagnosed, the theory of viruses and disease, is when you do have people with similar things, like in the same household or spreading it through intimate contact. I don't know. Some things are still a bit hazy, you know. But the amount of deception out there and so many of these related points is overwhelming, Stephen. It looks like we do have another gentleman who did manage to join us today. We do have Paul in California on the line with us. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've been in a deep freeze for about 2.5 years, and they're just getting done chipping all the ice away. Is there anything to discuss? Has society changed in any way? That's humor. This is that was good stuff. I don't know what you.
Stephen, have anything changed in the last 2 years?
Has society changed in any way? They just got done chipping the ice away from me.
What do you think, Stephen? Is he not? Draw any humor from me. Oh, Stephen's muted there. I don't know.
Maybe he must be muted. either he's muted or
well, he's laughing so much that he had to mute himself. That's what it,
he's got COVID of the ear canal.
But I don't know that. How would you respond to someone like that, Paul? I mean, what has changed in the last 2 years?
I've been telling people since the start of this thing that there's nothing new in the natural world. But it looks to me like I may be more right than I knew. I just love to say stuff and kind of hope it's right. You know, it's sort of like when you're throwing a pitch, you know, you never know exactly where it's going to go, but you want it to go low and away so the batter can take a hard swing and miss, right? But there's a great site I just discovered, Sagacious News Network, and they've got a nice long piece about graphene oxide. They have all kinds of articles that are similar to what I read this morning. And it looks like they have been and are introducing graphene oxide into us using many, devious ways. And it looks like this thing, graphene oxide, which is not a natural thing. It's not a bug. It's not a virus. It's not a bacteria. This thing is responsible for and mimics all the symptoms of COVID-19. And, of course, it's responsible in the larger doses for the blood clotting and everything else that we see going on. So, without making any claims, I do believe that more than likely I'll be proven right. And, of course, I'm not the only one saying that we're being poisoned. I don't think we have anything to fear from viruses or from each other, but we do have something to fear from a certain group among us.
Well, and I do like to hear varying opinions on viruses and these shots. And that's what we're here for at RBN, of course. I mean, free speech requires keeping that debate possible, you know, as opposed to those in power who shut you down without being able to be heard in the current era. But, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of debate over the theory of viruses. I hear what people like yourself, and I mentioned Tom Rogers, Tom in Utah, who explains the understanding of disease and viruses that is popular that people have come to know is incorrect. At the same time, I mean, we have transmission, like people in the same household will come down with something that someone else had there. We'll have like people who will pass on mono, you know, they'll get it from someone else later. They'll pass it on to another partner like quite a bit later on. And, you know, no one knew the others had it. So it's not like it's mind over matter or something. Those kind of things I haven't heard explanations for. And now with the shots, I mean, like Tom suggesting there's no danger from being around the people who've had the shots, Paul. But we have had so many reports already and YouTube videos made and all the rest of it, people talking about all these strange effects they're getting just by being around people who've been vaccinated. Women with their menstrual cycles and a lot of strange irregularities going on there as one category that is an overwhelming number of claims out there. So I don't know. What do you think of that, just being in the environment of people who've had the shots? And you think there's anything to this?
Absolutely, I do. I do not, nor would I ever, discount reports, sincere reports from average everyday people of what it is that they sense. We are all beings of perception, are we not? We all have sight and sound and sense of touch and smell, and we all have intuition. How many times in your life, and all the listeners out there, have you been correct in your feelings, in your sentiment? Now, that doesn't mean that it's always going to be factually or scientifically accurate in all details, but I do believe that we are extremely perceptive and sensitive human beings. I remember back in the 80s reading a book about what they thought the true purpose was for antenna in the animal world, and also such things as antlers on deers. I mean, when you see the amazing branching out of a large set of antlers on a deer, you ask yourself, what on God's creation or nature's design are those things for? Well, it may be just to receive and perceive various signals that are everywhere in the universe. And, you know, we humans have invented ways to send all kinds of information through the air on radio waves and so forth.
One way that the explanation for things is the sense
Steven,
of smell. Yes,
Stephen, hey, I'm sorry. You came in a bit later than you thought. It took a while to unmute or something. No, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. What did you want to add?
Yeah, one way that you mentioned that women's menstrual cycles. They reported them. What were you going to say about that? That they had them interrupted and damaged after the shots or after being around people? Because there is research that the sense of smell when a group of women live in the same household, that their cycles will match up, and that's how it's determined. So some of these things about viruses, when the viral, if the virus is for cleaning out your toxic tissues and ever so, you know, certain things on a cycle every 7 years, every 12 years, or every whatever, but people in the same household could sense that at the same time.
Yeah,
might,
no, but I mean, people have had a lot of women have had some very strange things happening with their cycles that aren't normal or aren't right. I don't have a list of some examples in front of me. Paul, I'm sorry. Paul was, you were in the middle of something, Paul. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Oh, no. So I was going to say, gentlemen, just a quick interjection. From my understanding, the viruses are not any kind of cleaning out or, sanitary agent the way bacteria are. I'm pretty much in concurrence of what I've heard and read, that viruses are the results of this process. In other words, you're just broken down fragments. I don't believe, and I think the other day I heard somebody say that Mike Adams and others have talked about them being one of, I think Zach Bush also, for example, was saying that they're part of one of the fundamental building blocks of life. I don't think so. It doesn't make any sense to me. In other words, you know, I don't think that life is anything like a set of, children's toys where, you know, you have a few different things and you kind of assemble them together and you can make any number of, buildings or houses or organisms. I'm not sure that really is the way that it works. And I don't think viruses are any kind of fundamental building block of life, even though there's pieces of RNA or DNA. I think that's why they're making that conclusion. Similar to what they used to think about oil, for example. When you pull oil out of the ground, it passes through sedimentary layers, and it picks up bits of fossils. So originally they called oil a fossil fuel because it had pieces of fossils in it, but that was absolutely incorrect. And anyway, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I've heard that about the oil too. The reservoirs refill that they tap, and that maybe that's where the fossils came from. And that makes sense to me too. And the way that the manufacturing process happens, that DNA and RNA emits light when it's alive. If it's all put together and it's an organism and a being, but it's just a little code. It's like little bits of code, that RNA and DNA are little bits of the computer code running everything in the brain of the cell, and then altogether the organism, you know, is alive. And like I agree with you there, but
here's what I was building. I was actually listening to a show and I could not participate. They were not taking calls. But if I had the ability to call in, what I would have said to this one person expressing this thought that viruses are part of the fundamental building block of life. This show was also talking about the fact that they're buying into the idea that the viruses, although they make a smaller number of people sick, that they can indeed do cause illness. And I would say, well, wait a minute. If they're a fundamental building block of life, how can they at the same time cause us to be sick? It's sort of like this idea that, you know, there's billions upon billions upon billions of people on the earth right now. And before there were billions upon billions, there was hundreds of millions and hundreds of millions and hundreds of millions. And before that, there was tens of millions and tens of millions. So if we've always been increasing in our population, then I would pose the question, how is it that we make each other sick? Okay, I just don't see it. I think that what observation shows, and science is supposed to be based on observation, observation shows that people overall, overwhelmingly, are good for each other. That we help each other prosper in many ways. And so what they're trying to do is to invert reality, which is what these people always do. They invert reality to make us afraid of something when we only should be afraid of them, you know, to make us think something that they want us to think and to take something that they want us to take. And we really should not listen to these people at all. And that means the government, the media, and everybody knows who I'm referring to.
I agree. It's just it's manipulation of your thoughts, and it's just it's a storm. It's a fear storm that they've been pushing at everybody. I do better when I unplug from it for a while. I have had some crisis to deal with personally, and I was completely unplugged from it for a few days, and then coming back in today and trying to catch up, I was like, oh man, not this again. But you know, you got to be aware of the big picture. It's almost like I was saying, the difference between the microcosm and the macrocosm going on, and get out and amongst people. I have been so isolated. I mean, yeah, and it's scary when I get out among them. It's like, what is going on with the? And then I go back and I think of what they're being fed on the TV screens and on the video games and on the news, especially any news channel. You know, it's like,
They didn't make all those zombie movies and those zombie series for nothing, did they?
Well, gentlemen, here, hold on a second, gentlemen. Looks like we have a caller in the queue here. Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. How's it going? Happy Friday. What's on your mind?
Dan?
Maybe he dropped. Okay, looks like he dropped. Sorry, Dan.
Go ahead, Paul.
I was going to say, you got in a COVID accident.
Be careful.
I will say this. By the way, Stephen, that's the second little gem I picked up from you about a fear storm. I'm sure you didn't originate it, maybe, but if you did, congratulations. I'm gonna use it just like I've already used a real virus or a real pandemic. Doesn't need a PR department. I picked that up from you, too. I'm at a new gig for a while now, and it's mostly kind of, you know, blue collar, you know, working guy type of people there. And there's a few believers, but most people laugh at this stuff. I've made a few cracks and said a few things. I don't want to reveal my entire hands to most people, but I've got a lot of head nodding and agreement. You know, they don't think this is real at all. It's all bullshit. One guy told me, well, the COVID, the virus is probably real, but all the political and financial and all the other crap is not. And I just said, I just think you're onto something there. You know, I just left it at that.
Yeah, a lot of people that I've been interacting with lately, they don't want any part of it. I know a lot of people like that, and I run the spectrum depending on, you know, how invested they are in going to work every day and how much it's going to affect that ability. You know, that's where they get you. That's where they're, and there's no government anymore looking out for the people. They just look at this lieutenant replacement for Cuomo in New York is just, it's disgusting. Yeah. I gotta go back and laugh at your joke here. I know, watch a funny movie or something, disconnect from this stuff. After this,
I gotta tell you though, if I could have more than one wife, I'm liking her also too. Rochelle Walensky, my other girlfriend there from the CDC, and that particular bag of fiery fun over there in Australia, kind of like her, man. Too. I wouldn't mind having a harem, you know.
Yeah, that's part of, you look all around Europe and all of the women are in charge, and this is all manipulation. People don't vote like that, you know. It's, and leaving the ballot boxes out, this people
and,
see this.
And by the way, speaking of, not to dump on, you know, women exclusively, I'm not, but they put them in power on purpose, and more times than not, no accident, that most of my mask hassles or the one of the first person to say something to me when I try to go into a store is a woman, woman clerk or a woman manager. It just seems to a preponderance. It's not exclusive, but it's a preponderance. And including the other day, I walked into one of these big, huge, Rotten Robbie mini mart gas place just to go and grab a coffee and a water and walk into the cooler, and there's all kinds of people. And here's some Hispanic woman sweeping the floor with a broom, and she speaks English well enough, but with an accent. like, sir, you need to wear a mask.
Well, here, we have the break. Right. Here, we'll be right back.
Same thing.
Have a second.
Anyway.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Weitener, and flash guest, Paul in California, who jumped in the second half here. And so, gentlemen, I don't know, what do you want to stress as your final points for the day here as we wrap up?
Let me go first and say I want to spend a little less time next week mind surfing the fear storm and living in the real world, because it's easy to do once you see the big picture to just get caught up in what's coming at us. And we have to stand together, you know, as people and as family and whatever, you know, friends, as it's coming. It's coming up a storm, you know, literally and physically, but in my own mind, I want to stay away from all of that fear and try to prepare better for what's coming. I don't know. Waking people up is not, it's people talking about going out and organizing and protest, and I'm glad some people are able to do that. I just can't do that, and I don't know. We need to maybe make our viewpoint known anonymously when we're out and about. Some bumper stickers or something that you can, if you're in a bathroom or whatever, maybe you can do that to spread the word. But don't expose yourself to danger that way. Maybe that's kind of what I'm thinking about the next week, and mm-hmm. hope to be able to be back next week with everybody. And thanks for all listening and support republicbroadcasting.org, and thanks for joining us, Paul. I appreciate you. I need a laugh too. Give me a call sometime if you've got another joke, because I need a laugh. And I'll just
tag along to what Stephen just said, and with my own spin on it that I've said from the start, is that these people don't really do anything and they have no authority over us, but it's just the illusion. I mentioned this woman sweeping the floor told me I needed to wear a mask, and of course she's the sort of person I have to deal with in an encounter. I never have to deal with Anthony Fauci or Lori Lightfoot or Rochelle Walensky or any of these, Gavin Newsom. None of these people have any impact on my life. They don't really, I don't interact with them, but it's just the illusion that they create. That has the impact, and that's a problem. And I agree, when you're out and about in the world doing your work, I mean, it's normally can be a pleasant relief, but this stuff is not going anywhere until we do something about it, because these people are not going anywhere until we do something about them. So... yeah, that's my take for the moment.
Or until you own nothing and are happy, Paul.
Exactly.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
Living in a dome.
Shame on you. All right.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do then?
What?
I'm going to roll around in the bushes, and I'm going to find a place where they haven't put a bunch of rocks, and I'm going to pitch my tent.
There you go, a piece of ground in your hometown.
All right, long live World Economic Forum. All hail Klaus Schwab. Well, thank you.
All right, you guys, it was some fun.
Indeed. Thank you all for listening, folks. Please support RBN. Your donations to keep everything running, all the bills paid. Have a good weekend, everyone. Stick around for National Bugle Radio with Patrick Sladen. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because